Breakfast.
Now, even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Welcome to the Best Bits podcast. It's Jack here for more Radio Breakfast, and we've put together our favourite bits from the past week. You know, the moments in the show that made us laugh. So enjoy, and make sure you join us live every morning on More Radio from 6 a.m.
Tom, Lou and Jack. The Best Bits. Even more Radio Breakfast. More
Radio. Just gone 7 o'clock and it is very chilly out there again. You might find mist and frog and even... Did I say frog?
Yes.
And even some ice.
It's all right, Lulu. It's all right, Lulu. Don't listen to him. No. Jack.
Babe, there's a frog on the windscreen.
Welcome to More Radio. It's going to be one of those mornings.
Good one, Lou.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
What did you want to do during lockdown last time that you didn't? And now we're back in lockdown part two. You're going to give it a go.
Well, I did really well in lockdown part one. You know what I mean? I restained the deck in. My neighbour Scott and I painted the house. We'd got a lot done inside. I was pretty good. The one thing I did want to do, which I didn't get around to, is I wanted bigger shoulders.
Right. You want a bigger shoulder?
Yeah, I wanted to put some muscle mass on my shoulders because my chest is very powerful, as are my legs and my arms and my tries. But my shoulders, they're just a bit too small.
I quite like smaller shoulders. I don't like my shoulders.
Well, let's swap shoulders.
I'm in the middle here, so maybe I can broker a deal. Let's do a body part swap. Jack, anything other than Lou's shoulders you'd like?
Her boobs.
Right, so Lou, can we please have your boobs and shoulders?
Yeah.
Well, hang on, what am I getting in return?
Well, this is it. I'm here to broker a deal. What would you like of Jack's?
Hang on, if he's getting my boobs,
yeah.
I'm going to need your willy.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Oh, yeah, okay, cool. Tom, play.
No, hang on, I need to ask Lou, are you going to just keep it in a pocket, like in a car, or is it going to be attached?
We'll get it out of the show, people.
Well, I don't know. It could be a key ring.
You know that chat the lad I work with? You know that chat the lad I work with? Have a look at this. Hangers in the pocket.
Yeah, what you got?
That's his todger, that.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The Best Bits.
Donald Trump has vowed to go to the Supreme Court. He thinks the election and counting of the ballots is a major fraud on the American nation. It's Trump, Biden, it's neck and neck. We still don't know who's won.
It's all kicking off over there. And it's just fantastic watching some of the television coverage. I'm going to watch it all day today. Because they do such strange things, the Americans. And one thing they can't do is they can't get a hold of a delay. They don't know how a delay works. You've got someone on the East Coast talking to someone on the West Coast, and they're supposed to be professional, and they just talk all over each other. Like, let's give you an example again. Let's play the delay game again.
Okay, right.
So, Tom, you be anchor.
Yeah.
Okay. Lou, do you want to be anchor?
No, Tom can be anchor, but I'll be his sidekick again.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So you're Courtney Fantana.
Courtney Fantana.
And Tom is Tag Hogan.
Tag Hogan. I'm Tag Hogan. Who are you?
I'm Chad McCotton Codpiece.
Chad McCotton Codpiece.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll just do the okay. Right. Let's play the news. Okay. Welcome to WWIP Daily News with me, Tag Hogan, and my co-host, Courtney Fantana. Hi, Courtney.
Hello, Tag.
We're going to go live to Wisconsin on the streets. Chad McCotton, McCodpiece. Chad, how's it looking?
Yeah,
I don't think we can hear you. Sorry.
No, sorry.
We got a delay on the line there, Chad.
I think it's my end, Tag.
Okay.
I think it's my end. Courtney, can you hear me?
Yes. How are you doing down there? What's it looking like down there on the streets?
President Trump.
Okay, but how?
No. I can't hear you. We've got a delay here.
Courtney,
can you grab me another copy?
We've got
Tag, can you hear me? Can anybody hear me in Washington?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Okay, we gotta go. We gotta go.
Should we do some weather?
Tag! Courtney! Tag! No, they're not. Courtney!
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
This is worrying. We've been talking about food. Now we're going to talk about jelly. But not that kind of jelly. Jellyfish. The reason I bring this up is the Portuguese man-o-war is being found on British beaches.
Oh, dear.
This is a nasty little jellyfish. Jellyfish? Jellyfish, even. It's... very, very dangerous. It can give you a horrible, horrible sting. It's venomous and it can sometimes be deadly. And people are uploading photos saying, is this a man-o-war? Is this a man-o-war? And they're saying, yeah, it is. And they're washing up on our beaches and their tentacles can be like 100 metres long.
What?
Did you not?
Yeah, they're bad.
They can. Yeah. And you get stung with them, one of them, and you know all about it.
Is it man-of-war or man-o-war?
Man-o-war. Portuguese man-o-war.
But I think you say it like man-o-war.
Okay. Portuguese man-o-war. Do you know what you do if you get stung by a jellyfish?
Yeah, Don't wee on it.
Do not wee on it.
No.
I would have whittled on you both. Well done for telling me.
That's kind, but don't.
You do not wee on it. You do not pour vinegar on it. You do not wee on it. What you have to do is have a poo on it.
Oh, Jack! Oh, Jack!
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Now, you two have just been doing your celeb facts and, well... Yeah. Feeling a bit left out. I want in. I've got a good one.
Okay. Oh, is it about Theresa May?
No, it's not. It's about Beyonce. Turns out she really is Queen Bee. So there's been a bit of a weird celeb trend for beekeeping, hasn't there?
Yeah, Beckham's doing it, isn't he?
Beckham's doing it. Jeremy Clarkson's doing it. Turns out, so's Beyonce.
All right.
She's got two beehives, about 80,000 bees, and she makes hundreds of jars of honey every single year.
What does she go for? Queen bee, wasp, hornet, bumble?
You can't milk up milk. No. You can't get, sorry, you can't get
you
honey
can't
out of
him
a,
for a, his a, lack of honey knowledge when you say milk bees.
Yeah, so I can't get honey out of a wasp, but you can get milk out of a bumblebee.
Just let me, you know what I mean, though? I didn't know you could honey
No,
wasps.
I don't know what you mean.
They're honeybees.
Yes, but he... Okay. So,
that was aimed at Jack.
Yes. Has she got into this because she's called Queen Bee and she thought, oh, that's be funny?
No. Apparently her two daughters both have allergies and honey's really good.
Yeah, good for that.
All types of bee make something that turns into a condiment that you would find in your cupboard.
Turns into a condiment? So like the bee, a chutney bee?
The bee makes honey. Yeah? The bee makes honey.
Yeah.
Like your regular standard British wasp.
Right.
Yeah? That makes Marmite. Right?
Is your, this true?
The bumblebee yes. makes horseradish.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. The hornet.
Yeah, here we go.
The hornet
yeah.
makes lemon curd.
Right. What, right. Is there one more?
Yes, there is. The stag beetle, which yeah. is obviously a very... The stag beetle...
Which is obviously
when,
a bee.
When you milk it... I said flying insects.
Oh, we're milking them again
when
now.
When you milk a stag beetle, you get...
I can't wait for this.
You get Lee and Perrins.
Oh, that's an idiot. We're doing work in everything.
Children are listening to this. They're learning.
It's all
true,
kids. Tell your teachers when you get to school.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Let's chat golf. Because I have got a piece of advice. I'm not normally the one to bring up golf out of the three of us.
Yeah, that's because you usually call it hitty sticks.
Oh, that's just the ones. Anyway, we like listening to old people. We think they've got great stories. They've got great advice. And this lady, she is the oldest golfer in Britain. She still plays twice a week. She's 98 years old. And she reckons that it is the secret to her longevity. But before we go any further, Tom, I do need you to tell us what her name is, because I know you've seen the story as well.
Right. Oh, yes. Oh, I haven't seen her name.
Yeah, you have. Go on.
Hang on, let me scroll down.
Just scroll down. You'll find it.
Jack's going to love this.
Go on.
What's the favourite name you like me to pronounce?
What's the favourite name I like you to pronounce?
Her name?
Yes.
Is Mafanwe.
Oh, yeah!
I like golf, I do. My fan way from the valleys.
That cheered me right up. I do love it when Tom gives it a bit of the old my fan way.
She's 98 years old and she's called my fan way.
She's a ledge.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
It's time for another episode of our very own soap opera, Improv Street. This happens every Friday morning. Jack?
Yes.
You play Jeremy.
I do.
Lou, you play Jeremy's wife, Annie.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the storyline now, and you have to improv the scene, reacting accordingly to the sound effects. So, it's time now for another episode of Improv Street. Today, Annie goes into labour whilst out in town, shopping.
Oh, gosh, okay.
Yeah. So, Jeremy steals a car... to get her to hospital.
Not my first time.
Okay. And scene.
Oh! Oh!
Oh, come
oh,
on, now.
Jeremy.
Yes,
it's
darling.
It's getting worse.
Okay, just keep breathing. Keep breathing, all right? This is a fast car that I've
are
got.
Are you sure we can just take this?
Yeah, listen, don't worry. I've done it before. It's a mate of mine's. We'll get it. Just keep breathing. Now, hold it in. You're making a mess on the seat. Hold it in. Get out of the way! Get out of the way, you stupid idiot! Are you okay, darling?
Why is there an ice cream van around at this time?
No, that's the horn!
November!
That's the horn on our
Please
car!
Please say your destination.
The hospital, you stupid thing!
Getting route to Tesco Metro.
No!
Getting route
no.
to Tesco Metro.
What?
Getting route to Tesco
was.
Metro.
Actually, darling, do you want to...
No!
What are you doing there?
Jeremy!
I'll just pull in and get us
we a... We don't have... Time.
We've always got time for a tuna sandwich.
Please
though.
Say your destination.
Tesco Metro.
Getting route to home base.
No!
Actually, well, listen, we didn't finish building the
Jeremy!
Car. What, darling?
Stop thinking about your bloody shed.
Calm down. You're being rude.
Yeah, see? Even she thinks you're being out of order.
You in labour, Alexa.
Ejector seat activated. Ejector seat activated.
Yeah, what? Clear off. You're doing my head in. I'm going to home base.
Jeremy!
Oh, my God. It's the old boy. Listen, if they ask...
Slow down!
This is Tom's car, okay? He lent it to us, okay? And clean up that mess on the footwell.
And final line, please, Lou, from the scene.
Jeremy, it's coming! The head! The head!
Okay. Another episode of Improv Street, live on More Radio, next Friday at the same time.
I'm exhausted.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Now, I mentioned over a little bit earlier on, actually, that there are dinosaurs on the loose in Hassocks and Keema. Now, those are people who are dressed up in suits, and it's all, you know, it's all to cheer people up, which is lovely. But there is something else that we need to watch out for over the next coming weeks, I suppose. And that is turbulent swans.
Swans, oh, they're dangerous swans if you get on the wrong side of them.
Well, these are the little ones. They're just learning to fly. They're not very good yet, and they keep crash landing. And apparently, this is the thing that really caught my eye. Apparently, because it's been a bit blustery, they keep suffering from turbulence.
Oh, dear.
Like an aeroplane.
Birds suffered from turbulence.
I didn't know that either.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. I don't know why. Where does their oxygen drop down from? No.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
It's Jennifer Page and Crush on More Radio. It's a beautiful morning out there. Glorious sunshine, but my goodness, it's chilly. You're going to need to scrape that car. So get your ice skater out. Dig it out from wherever it's been hiding.
Ice skater?
Yeah,
ice scraper.
Please welcome to my car. Alana, Valenti on a car.
Babe. The car's frozen up. Can you send Jane Torfield down?
But look, if you're in Heathfield, that's doable. She lives in Sussex.
Where do we go to get an ice skater? Ice skaters are us.
Get in the car. Oh, boys. The boys, we're frozen up. Yeah. Ruben, get Christopher Dean out of the boot, will you?
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
There's so much going on.
I know, there's so much going on. The world's gone a little bit crazy.
There's so much going on. But not much of it's fun.
No, nothing's
no,
fun.
You're right.
It's quite fun watching the news channels just not know whether they should be covering the election in America or they should be covering lockdown here. What's the top story? They're in all over the place. Joe Biden inching closer to the White House. That is the news this morning.
Thank goodness.
With a seemingly desperate Donald Trump threatening court action as a delayed US presidential election result descended into a bit of chaos, didn't it?
Yeah, he's phoned his toys right out, hasn't he? Could you imagine playing Monopoly with Donald Trump?
Oh, God.
Could you imagine playing poker with Donald Trump? Oh. You know what I mean? You deal with cards and he's like, I don't like these cards. Yeah. Deal me another hand.
Such a bad loser.
He's a really bad loser.
He's like a toddler.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny that you say that.
In so many ways.
Do you know, Lou, I spoke to a mate yesterday who actually lives in Washington. I went to university with him. His name's Steve. And he said, look, did you know I've been... What?
It's just that I only thought you went to the University of Life, but carry on.
No. And he said, did you know I've been working in the White House? And I said, no. I said, can you give me anything? He said, well, yeah, I can. And what he's done is he sent me this little device where I can listen in to the Oval Office.
What?
He said, you can listen in. Shut up, Tom. He said, you can listen in to the Oval Office and find out what's going on and how Trump's feeling in that.
Because they hand those out willy-nilly.
Well, no, they don't. He stole it. Okay. He's a mate of mine, Lou. He nicked it.
Okay.
So do you want to hear what's happening in there at the minute?
Well, yeah, obviously.
We'd love to, Jack.
Right, well, let's just have a little listen. And
God,
see if,
live to the Oval Office, Lou.
Yeah, see if we can pick up Donald Trump.
Oh dear.
No, you didn't win. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Well, listen, maybe we'll go back later to see if anything else is happening there.
I didn't win.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
This is really lovely. If you're worrying about Christmas, which I think we all are a little bit, I mean, fingers crossed they can lift the lockdown on the 2nd of December, but we're going to have to wait and see. And this is a really lovely idea. No one's quite sure where it stemmed from. There's various Facebook groups. You might have seen bits on social media. It's been shared in our little local village Facebook. The idea is to ring bells on your doorstep 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve. And the idea is it'll happen across the whole of the UK. And it's a little bit like Clap for Carers. It's everyone coming together and a kind of officially starting Christmas, no matter where you are, who you're with. Hopefully it'll be quite... Do you remember
on Christmas Eve?
Yeah, on Christmas Eve. Do you remember when we first did Clap for Carers? We almost got goosebumps. Yeah. It was quite magical, wasn't it?
Well, what you mean, ring your doorbell?
I think any bell you've got, if you've got anything that jingles a bit...
What do you mean any bell?
I'll just get my set of bells out.
No, think about your Christmas decorations. Yeah. Surely you've got one that jingles.
A little tinkery. I mean, church bells should be doing this.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure they'll get involved as well.
Yeah.
Any bells you've got.
But yeah, hey, maybe not your ring doorbell. Not quite a bell sound effect.
There is someone at your door.
What are you doing? I'm just going upstairs, but I've got to get the bells.
Have you ever rung church bells before? Have you ever had a go?
No, I'd love to.
Oh, it's great fun. No, it is,
mate.
The old pulling of the ropes—it's brilliant.
Did you do it when you was a boy?
Yes, St. John the Baptist.
You're a little choir boy.
Imagine a little
collar.
Yeah.
When you ring the bell, is it do like what in cartoons where you fly up?
Oh yes, you got to be careful. Yeah, especially if there's a weighty bell up top. But on Christmas, on our Christmas service in the village I grew up in, I used to ring the bells with my brother and sister, and then one of us was chosen to do the solo for Watson Royal David City.
That was my proudest moment.
Me too. Right, on our Christmas show, you and I got a duet.
Okay.
I mean, how out of place am I here? You know what I mean? You two doing solos in churches at Once in Royal David City. I was expelled from school for doing It Was a Good Day by Ice Cube at a school talent competition.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Today is a very special day for Ali and Gareth. And I just want to say congratulations to them because they're getting married today.
Oh, that's nice.
Very exciting. Considering they only decided to do it yesterday. This is crazy. They were meant to get married in 3 weeks' time. They originally had a wedding planned for 200 guests. Obviously, that then got cut down to 30. Then it got cut down to 15. And then on Saturday, Boris, he's locked everything down. And that would have meant it. And, you know, they've done really well not to have to cancel their plans. And they thought, oh, we can still make it happen. And then, obviously, that happened. So they were like, right, we'll just see if we can do it on Tuesday. And yesterday, because, of course, Sunday, you can't do anything on a Sunday. So yesterday, she managed to change everything. And they're getting married today. How crazy is that? With guests, they've got 15, you know, the max allowed. Apart from apparently the best man can't come because his daughter's in isolation.
Right.
But other than that, I know.
Yeah, I mean, look, at first glance, this looks like a romantic story. But I fear that Ali is a little too keen to marry Gareth. Which, for me, points to the fact, Gareth, she's after your money, mate. I'm sorry.
Come on.
No, it's just been too much effort to get it across the line. I'm telling you.
She's brought it forward by 3 weeks.
No, she's after his money, Lou. I'm telling you.
I think it's nice in that people feel they don't have to have this big party. It's about the bond of marriage.
Yeah.
It's about two hearts coming together and entwining to become one.
It happens.
Entwining.
Let's look at Lou, right? Let's look at our lovely friend Lou over there.
I'm looking through the window.
And her lovely fiancé Pete, who is a lovely man,
right? They met
online, yeah? They went on some dates.
Yeah.
They apparently fell in love, right?
Right.
Then Lou moved into Pete's house, yeah?
Yes.
Now what's happening? That house is being sold. I'm telling you, it happens. Lou is after Pete's money.
And she got a new car out of him.
Yes!
I bought my car!
No! You!
And we're only selling that house so we can put our money together to get a power.
Oh, yeah. Your savings, £27.87, are going to go a long way to that four-bed detached in the Chailey area, isn't it?
You hussy!
Are you Ali in real life?
So mistrustful.
But Jack and I wish you both all the happiness
I
in the
don't.
World.
Pete, run. Run for your life.
What's you just happened?
And you gallop, leg it.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Now, we've been chatting quite a lot recently about the new celebrity trend of beekeeping, but I've got a tale of when bees go bad.
Ooh.
From Jeremy Clarkson, who has 250,000 bees, which is quite a lot, but one of them really doesn't like him and managed to sneak its way into his bee suit via his welly up the trouser leg.
No, I'm holding them.
Up some more.
I'm holding them.
Up a little bit more.
Tom, hold them.
Ding dong merrily on high.
The bee has stung my todger.
Not quite. He nestled in a dark place and had a little sting there.
What, his bottom?
In his bum.
Oh, that is nasty, isn't it?
It's a cracker, Jack.
Is he all right?
He's all right. It's a bee. And the bee's dead.
The bee's passed away.
Made the ultimate sacrifice.
The Clarkson bum. Oh, poor
what
bee.
A place to peg it.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Is the sun going to shine on Donald Trump or Joe Biden in the next few days? The US election is underway and I've got an exclusive. I have got an exclusive.
Where from?
From some sources that I have, and I'm not talking HP. The first two results are in this year's American election. This is genuine. Joe Biden secured the first Election Day victory this year. Dixieville Notch is a town up near the Canadian border, and at 12:03 this morning, it announced its votes.
Okay. Oh, wow, that was quick.
Only five people live in Dixieville Notch.
Dixieville Notch.
Can we call it a town?
And all five votes went to Biden. However, a few minutes later, just 12 miles away in Milliesfield, The ballot box is closed.
That's hard to say.
It is. The ballot...
The ballot.
Not ballot.
Oh, my Lord alive. This is a... You should see him through the window. There's spit everywhere.
Glad come on.
I've been doing this job for 17 years. Yeah.
So, Milliesfield.
In Milliesfield, the ballot box is closed. Yeah. There were 21 votes in Milliesfield.
Yeah.
And Trump won that 16 votes to 5.
Oh,
yeah. So there you go. Yeah. It's currently 1-1. It's heating up. Yeah. And the block boxes are filling up everywhere.
The block boxes.
Here come the pheasant pluckers, son.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
I have a statement here. Can I read you this statement?
Is it about a lockdown?
Kind of. It's from Andrex Toilet Roll. Please, we'd like to reassure customers that there will be no shortage in the country with our toilet rolls as we enter the second coronavirus lockdown. We have 100 million rolls of toilet rolls across our UK warehouses ready to go to supermarkets.
That's a lot of toilet rolls.
Yeah, it is. And that's good news and bad news because... I'm a Tesco own. I can't afford Andrex. Do you know what I mean? I'm a Tesco. And don't even say the words Cashel to me.
I can't
afford that. I don't go quilted. I just haven't got the money.
Well, I mean, you might have to do a bit of budgeting.
Yeah, maybe. I do like it when I go to someone's house and it's quilted, though. I feel ever so posh. Tom's
it's a bit of a treat, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Tom's got quilted.
That's it, I bet he has, yeah.
It's a treat for the
tushy. Three ply.
Oh, you shut that dirty mouth, Lou. Just want to say to everybody now, I want you to do one thing, and that is this. Tank fly, boss walk, jam nitty gritty. Let's listen to advice from Professor Chris Whitty. He is jam hot.
Yeah.
He is jam hot.
All right. So that's it for this episode of the More Radio Breakfast Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Please do rate, review, share the podcast if you can. It all helps to spread the word. Don't forget to join us every weekday morning from 6 a.m. We'll see you next time.
Tom. Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits. Even more Radio Breakfast. More.